Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. We've got the All-Star Reserves. We'll know for sure in just a little bit. The Kings getting ready to take on the Indiana Pacers tomorrow. No De'Aaron Fox. He's out of this game for personal reasons. Tyrese Halliburton is back for Indiana. He is starting tonight against the Lakers. That doesn't mean he will necessarily play tomorrow. They may be cautious on a back-to-back, but Halliburton is back and playing tonight. And starting against the Indiana Pacers. So the Kings and Pacers, then the Kings at New Orleans, and then two games against the Houston Rockets. So do I think De'Aaron Fox is going to be on the All-Star team? Yes, I do. All right, I do. Sabonis is a lock. 100% will be an All-Star. It would be amazing to have two All-Stars from the Kings. I mean, it's been forever. So, you know, That would be great. It really would. So if you want to talk about that, give me a shout and we will put you right on. The Kings, again, are, you know, winning road games, which is key. And the teams around them are losing. You know, this is really interesting what has happened in the West this year. You know, and injuries have really factored into a lot of this. Now, Devin Booker is very close to coming back for Phoenix. Now, remember how well they were playing before Booker got hurt. But if you look at this, all right, other than the Clippers, who, like the Kings, have won 7 of 10, Dallas has lost 6 of 10. Minnesota, Golden State, and Phoenix, all 6 and 4 in their last 10. The Jazz are starting to play a little better. New Orleans has lost 9 of 10. You know, it's just interesting. No one's really hot in the West right now. Memphis, who's right ahead of Sacramento with their injuries, they have now lost 6 of 10, right? Think about that for a minute. Memphis has lost 6 of 10. So, you know, just keep winning these games that you're supposed to. You know, the Kings have taken on an Indiana team that's lost 9 of 10, and they're playing tonight against the Lakers. And then the Kings play, I mean, think about this. The Kings are playing back-to-back games on the road against two teams that have lost 9 of 10 games. How often does that happen? Think about that for a minute. New Orleans has lost 9 in a row. How often does that happen? I don't ever recall playing back-to-back games on the road against teams that have lost 9 of 10. That's pretty amazing. It really is. All right, your NBA schedule tonight, just underway in a couple moments, will be the Lakers at the Pacers. Halliburton is back. Memphis is in Cleveland. The Heat are in New York to take on the Knicks. The Bulls host the Hornets. New Orleans is at Dallas. Golden State at Denver. And the Clippers are at the Bucks. So here's another opportunity. You know, the Warriors are going to have a tough time winning in Denver. And you got the Clippers at the Bucks. So you could pick up ground on teams below you without even stepping onto the court. But again, the Kings will be without De'Aaron Fox for the game tomorrow due to a personal reason, all right? So the Kings will be shorthanded in the game. I don't think they'll have any problem beating Indiana if they play the way they're capable of. And if Halliburton does not play. Now, if Halliburton plays and plays well tonight then maybe. All right. But the Kings should be able to withstand one game without De'Aaron Fox. All right. Let me hear from you. Hit your hand icon. Raise your hand. And we will put you right on. Tomorrow, we'll wrap it up. Sean Salisbury on YouTube. Then I'll be on at halftime with Ryan for the Pacers game. And then after the game. So looking forward to all of that. But I really want to hear from you. All right. I would just tell you, we're going to try to do as many shows. Just subscribe. You'll be notified. We might start adding a pregame show when possible. So we're going to be giving you tons of coverage. All right. The demand is there. People are interested in it. We'll keep on coming your way with that. All right. Hit me up. Raise your hand. Kings, Pacers. Tomorrow, Kings, New Orleans, Kings, Rockets. And then it is back home. Sabonis and Fox. Will we be seeing them in a couple weeks in Salt Lake City at the All-Star game? I believe the answer to that question is yes. I think they deserve it. I mean, Sabonis clearly deserves it. Fox maybe get caught up in a numbers game, but I mean, De'Aaron Fox has been an all-star this year. He really has. And by the way, the Kings are third in the West. So, you know, don't discount that, which if there's a tiebreaker between him and another guard, in other words, then you go with the team that's got the better record. Don't you think that's the way it should be? Sorry, I had to take a little drink there. Don't you think that's the way it will be? That's the way it should be to me. So, all right. What else you want to talk about? Anything going on in the football world? Won't really start picking up until next week. You got to wonder, though, about the Niners and their quarterback situation. I mean, Kyle Shanahan said, you know, made it very clear Garoppolo will not be with the 49ers. We kind of knew that, but he made it official. You know, if Purdy is out with his elbow injury, then all of a sudden you're down to Trey Lance. And it's amazing how quickly that scenario changed in San Francisco. You know, you got the announcement of Tom Brady. A lot of people thought that that would be the destination for Brady. Well, obviously that's not going to happen. You know, what are the Raiders going to do at quarterback? So, you know, we got the Super Bowl next week. Yes. And then things will pick up. But boy, oh boy, the 49ers went from a really good situation at quarterback and overnight now a completely uncertain situation due to the nature of the injury to Brock Purdy. And then you don't know if Trey Lance can play or not. And can he stay on the field? So already looking ahead to next year for the 49ers, you got to be a little bit concerned there. You got to be a little bit concerned. All right, Super Bowl, I guess – you know, Mahomes is unbelievable. I personally don't feel he had a high ankle sprain. You don't come back from a high ankle sprain in a couple of days. So I don't know what he had. To me, he didn't have a high ankle sprain. But, you know, with the extra week off, he should be absolutely fine. I'm not saying he'll be 100%, but he wasn't 100% on Sunday, and look what he did. I told you, as that game went on and on, it became more and more of an issue, but he was still able to win the game. Now you got an extra week off. You would think he will be fine. So Eagles, Chiefs, a week from Sunday, and then we'll all be depressed on Monday because we don't have any football for months. I think the day after the Super Bowl every year is one of the worst days of the year. I hate the day after the Super Bowl. It's one of the worst days of the year, realizing, gee, what am I going to do on Sundays for the next 6 months, right? 7 months, whatever the hell it is, 7 months. You're like, oh my God, wow. What am I going to do? Going to watch golf? I'm not going to watch baseball because I don't want to fall asleep. Going to have the March Madness? Okay, I'll watch that. Then what am I going to do? Well, you got the Kings this year if they're in the playoffs, which it looks like they will be. All right, so you got that to look forward to. But then when that's done, you're like, then what? Seriously, then what? Summer months in sports, if you're not in a crazy baseball area, is always brutal. It really is brutal. All right, I want to hear from you. Hit your hand icon, raise your hand. And we'll put you right up on stage with me. Again, I'm speaking on behalf of Ryan too here. We greatly appreciate all of the support that we're getting when we do the YouTube shows. We really do. I know many of you that are listening here on Listen Up also listen to those shows. And I'm blown away at how many people are listening to those shows and watching them, rather, both at halftime and after the game. I even post those shows, audio only, on my podcast platform. And I'm blown away at how many people are listening to just the, you know, the audio version of those shows when I put them on my podcast platform. So, you know what? That just shows me that the demand is there. Obviously, the excitement is there. The passion is there. And we could have a hell of a lot of fun as we get into March, April, and who knows, maybe May, right? Maybe May. All right, again, I want to hear from you. I've set the table. Now it's up to you to give me a shout. What do you want to talk about? I know Trent's excited. He's got golf down at Pebble Beach. So good for him. Good for everyone else. I mean, it's hard to beat the sights of Pebble Beach. I mean, I used to love it when they had Cypress Point included in the clam bake. And obviously, they have changed that. And I had the opportunity to play that course once, oh, I don't know, 25 years ago. And I realized as I was playing it, I would never be on it again. I didn't care what I shot. That was not even an issue. I did not care. But I got to tell you, that is some golf course. That is an incredible, incredible golf course. All right. Again, it's your turn. You know the deal. I'm not on here to talk to myself. All right. So what do you want to talk about? Hit your hand icon. What do you think? Is De'Aaron Fox going to be an all-star? What do you think? All right. What do you think? I say yes. He's going to be on the All-Star team. Absolutely. And obviously, he deserves to be on the All-Star team. I think that's even more important, right? I mean, is there anyone listening that feels that he does not deserve to be on the All-Star team? I mean, look what he's done in the fourth quarter, too. You know, you can't just discount that as well. You know, what he's done in the fourth quarter this year has been absolutely unbelievable. It's been as good as anyone in the league in that department. So that's another reason that I think he's going to be on the All-Star team. And he should be. All right, here's your last chance. I'm going to make this a quick show. You know, there we go. Let's get these calls rolling. And you know what? Who else better to lead me off than John? John, you're the freaking best. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, Grant. How are you? I know you're not going to have that quick a show, not if I get to.
You know what? I honestly, I would have that quick of a show if no one called, because I'm not going to sit here and, you know, people don't want to hear me talk the whole time. How the hell are you, buddy? You doing well?
I'm doing good, man. I'm finishing burning my tree that fell down in my front yard last month, and the greenways finally took the huge freaking pile out front. So I'm just tooling right around in the backyard. So do you got it in front of you, TNT, when the All-Star announcements are?
No, I don't have it right now in front of me. No, the room I'm in does not have TNT.
I got you. I'm thinking about going inside and taking a look at that anyways. But, hey, we'll find out soon enough. And, yep, man, like you were saying about Sabonis, he's an absolute lock. If he's not, something is really wrong. And
he'll be on. Don't even worry about that. He's a lock.
And for Fox, like you said, it's a numbers game. And the whole thing is, check it out. Like, if Devin Booker's there and he can't play, there's going to be an alternate. There's going to be alternates or something like that. But hopefully it doesn't come to that, because, like you said, these Kings, they're in the third freaking position right now. And they haven't been in this position. And, Grant, man, I'm telling you, I was probably in my 30s. You know, I'm 55 freaking years old now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean, buddy. I know what you mean. Trust me. I know what you mean. They should both be on the All-Star team.
I know it. They both should be there. I'm glad that I guess Herter's going to be in the three-point competition. Is that what I hear also?
You know, I don't know if he is or not. I'll tell you, if he is, he better start shooting the ball a hell of a lot better than he's been shooting them in the games the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Call it the calm before the storm or something. I don't know. But, hey, his defense has stepped up this year considerably to what I have seen from him in the past. Reason being, I believe, is that he's got a much larger role than he ever had anywhere. Well, than he had previously to being the Kings, and he's stepping up to that. And I freaking commend him for that. And if he doesn't, you know, the threes are not always going to fall. Hey, sometimes Steph Curry misses 3 out of 4. Okay. It's not going to happen for everybody all the time, but if he consistently at least tries to play defense, stay nose to nose with guys, which is freaking hard. Guys in this league are fast and strong, and he's smart. You know, you're not going to say he's the fastest guy or the strongest guy, but man, he's smart and he does his best. I freaking commend him for it. That, therefore, I hope that he is in the 3-point contest, man. That'd be great to have the Kings represented that heavily. And since I guess I heard you talking about the stretch that we're on, now we're playing two teams in a row that have 1-9 records.
Yep. That two teams in a row.
That probably hasn't happened it's probably happened to a team that was playing the Kings in the recent.
Yeah, you're right. I don't ever recall it happening in all my years of traveling. I don't ever recalling two teams that had lost 9 of 10 games. And New Orleans has actually lost 9 games in a row. And they played tonight, by the way, in Dallas after, you know, a nightmarish travel schedule to get there. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing, John. The Kings need to win both these games. They need to win the next 4. I mean, they're playing 4 bad teams consecutively based on injuries. And then the Rockets are bad just because they're bad. But, you know, and again, Tyrese Halliburton is back tonight for Indiana. Yeah. I don't know if that means he'll play tomorrow, but if he's on the floor, that obviously makes Indiana a hell of a lot better.
And Tyrese, well, you mentioned that Tyrese coming back against the Lakers, you know, he'll be playing. That's a pretty tough matchup. But he might want to get a little warm up before tomorrow because, hey, you know how it is. When you go to a new team and then go back to your old team, you want to play well. So I wouldn't be surprised. I would be surprised, actually, if he doesn't play tomorrow. I would be more surprised if he doesn't than he does.
Well, we'll see. You know what? Again, it's probably not up to him. It's probably up to the team. But anyway, it's always good to hear from you. You have a good night, all right?
All right. All right, Grant. Sounds good, buddy.
Take care. All right. We got more people that want to talk, so we're going to get right to it. And we get to Trent. Trent, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for the shout out earlier in the show. I just got home from picking up my Mr. Producer. And I was looking at some of the stuff going on in Monterey this weekend. And the ticket prices, I think, are a bit much. $95 for a grounds pass for Pebble Beach with all the stuff that you got to do to get down there and probably have to spend the night somewhere. It's a bit more than I'd like to spend. But you know, like I said the other day, the field doesn't look to be all that appetizing to go and watch. I mean, it's going to be intermingled with a bunch of celebrities. And I think the only celebrity I'd probably want to see would be Bill Murray. And I have seen him before. But, you know, it is a beautiful golf course. It's a beautiful time of year. I did watch a little bit of the Jordan Spieth press conference today. And he's looking forward to the tournament. And he seems to be the only headliner that is there out of anybody on tour. And I just, it's
interesting.
It's so sad that that tournament doesn't get the turnout the way it used to.
Yeah, it is sad. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Who are you picking to win?
Who do I think is going to win? Cameron Champ isn't even there. Can you believe that?
I know. I did see that. I was very surprised by that.
Crazy. You know, none of the guys on the first page of the leaderboard last week are there. You know, I could say, you know, I'll just say Jordan Spieth. What the heck? Because he's the only guy.
Why do you think so many players skip this event?
I have a feeling that it's related to the European tour. You know, last couple of years they had, before the LIV Golf Tour started up, they had this Saudi Arabian Open or whatever it was called. And I remember Dustin Johnson winning it. It was either last year or the year before. And it was during the Pebble Beach weekend. And I think it's money. You know, the Torrey Pines tournament was like a purse of $9 million or something like that. And then the Phoenix Open probably has a bigger purse. And certainly the Genesis Invitational at Riviera has a bigger purse.
Yep.
It's the wing. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I got you. I understand. It's just unfortunate. You know, it's one of the great golf courses in the world.
It really
and,
is.
You know, other than Jordan Spieth, you probably can't name. I mean, you could, but most golf fans wouldn't even know who the hell's playing in there. So that's a shame.
Yeah, I know. And they know, you know, it's I think it's basically just a showcasing of the celebrities that are out there playing. And it's one of those tournaments where it's like a postcard event where people are back east and they're struggling to stay warm. You know, it's Groundhog Day today. Happy Groundhog Day, everybody. And, you know, people want to do something with the sun and they want to go outside. And so this is what CBS does to sort of get people's hopes up that spring is coming. So you'll be able to go outside when you're cold in the Midwest and back east. So.
All right. Well, thank you, buddy. It's good hearing from you. I really appreciate you taking the time to call the show.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for having me. And we'll talk. I'm looking for airplanes. So, yeah, I got to listen.
There you go.
Yeah, so you did. So anyway, thanks, Grant.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, folks, let's face it. After a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I've got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And hey, I'm not going to lie, I'll be honest with you. I was a little on the fence about ZBiotics initially, but then just recently, I was at my buddy's 60th birthday party. They had rented out a restaurant for the entire night, so I gave it a shot. Let me tell you something. It's the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's a lot going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/Grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So, hey, if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, head to ZBiotics.com/Grant. Use the code GRANT at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, everyone's waiting to see the All-Star announcement. In the East, it's Randall, DeRozan, Embiid, Halliburton, good for him, Green, and Drew Holiday. So pretty amazing. You think about that trade, right? You think about the Indiana trade with the Kings, and everyone turned into All-Stars. That's pretty freaking amazing, huh? I mean, Sabonis was already an All-Star, but that's pretty freaking amazing. It really is. That's pretty amazing. All right. Let's get to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Grant. Well, I just seen the announcement. Sabonis made it and Fox didn't make
it. Yep. I'm just, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to say it.
Yeah. So they got Lillard, Morant, and Shea Gildas Alexander was the guards.
I do not understand Damian Lillard over De'Aaron Fox. Do you? Not this year.
No, not this year. That's one on reputation. One of those reputation votes.
I'm really surprised by that. I mean, right when you came on, I just saw it, and I was like, I'm just surprised, Jeff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the guy, he played his ass off, and even when he was injured, you know, he tried to give it a go there, and how many games did he sit out? Two, three games, I think, maybe two. And then he came back.
Three total. He missed a Cleveland and New York game back-to-back. And then he missed he wasn't in the Miami game. So those are the three games.
Right. He had that sore foot or whatever it was.
Yep.
Ever since he's been back, he's been that little fade shot. Even he's shooting, 80% for the free throw line this year. That's a hell of an improvement. And then the other night he got 10 assists. When's the last time he got 10 assists?
Yeah, but that's not that big of a deal for a point guard. I understand for him it is,
that's an improvement. I'm saying it's an improvement. So, we could hope that somebody falls off and he gets named to it, but, you know.
All right, well, here we are. All right, so let me read them for you just for the people that are joining us, okay? Here are your reserves. Ja Morant, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Damian Lillard, Jaren Jackson Jr., Domantas Sabonis, Lauri Markkanen, and Paul George.
Right.
All right.
Right. So the only one, Lillard is the concern, like you said.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, that's just a reputation. Reputation vote. His name gets him in there.
Yep. So, thanks, buddy.
All right, Grant. You take it easy. Bye-bye.
All right. Again, that was just – I'm blown away by that. I thought he would be in for sure. I really do. I'm surprised Fox did not make the team. I thought he would. Ryan, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. How you doing, Grant?
Honestly, I think De'Aaron Fox got screwed here. I really do. I think he got screwed.
Yeah, he absolutely did. Being third in the West, let's just take that into account, like you guys already mentioned. I see if Dame's scoring 40 a night, because he's the only guy on that Portland team, then okay, I get it. But you're not taking into account what Fox is doing opposite Sabonis. You know, there's two stars on the floor right there, and they're both making each other better. And I don't see the Dame pick. That's reputation alone and probably fan voting to a degree.
Yep. Well, the fans, we get that. I mean, the fans shouldn't have a vote. You're right. That's 50% of the vote, so that does factor into it. You're right on. I'm blown away. I thought for sure that De'Aaron Fox, particularly with the fact that the Kings are third in the West and his fourth quarter numbers are so good, that he would make the All-Star team. I'm really surprised.
Yeah, the other players that are up in that stat in the fourth quarter are all starting in the All-Star game. I guess it's taking the macro perspective. Look, 5 years ago, we probably wouldn't even be watching this show right now, hoping to have one All-Star and be third in the West. So, I mean, take it with a grain of salt, but I'm with you, Grant. He got screwed. And just in the couple minutes of analysis on TNT, they're kind of feeling the same way.
I have a feeling he'll be the first guy added on to the team if there's an injury. He'll be the first guy added on. I still think he's going to be on the team, but it's not the same, it doesn't have the same cachet to me. No. How about Tyrese Halliburton,
Good for Halle. Good for him. He's done a lot in Indiana for them. He's a young guy. We know that. I mean, he's going to be, I think he will be a perennial All-Star. This will be the first of many. But the Dame stuff, that I don't see it. So
I am confused by that. I really am. Is he the guy? Frank Isola, of ESPN and the Daily News, wrote that the Western Conference coaches are voting for a guy who missed 17 of his team's first 54 games. How's that for making a statement? He's basically saying that's just wrong. You shouldn't be out. You shouldn't be on an All-Star team if you miss that many games.
Well, I completely agree with Frank, but at the same time, that's status quo for a lot of the stars in the big games.
True.
So that's just how it is. I Memphis getting two. I don't know.
I know. Morant and Jaren Jackson. I know.
Yeah. So
Jaren Jackson's the guy that missed the 17 games, right? Didn't he miss? He didn't even come back until December. He missed. I don't know. I don't understand this. I really don't.
Yeah, no, he didn't. He was only two games back when the Kings played in Memphis. I believe the first time around.
Yep.
So
here's what Charles Barkley said on TNT. Quote, "I'm more surprised by De'Aaron Fox because the Sacramento Kings have the third best record in the West. They had the third best record in the West, so I'm surprised. I'm really shocked De'Aaron Fox didn't make this team.
Sums it up well. Sums it up well. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see if he gets placed in, but you're spot on about it not being the same. When Boogie got put on the team, whatever.
Right.
You know. So. Well, all right. Well. All right. But let's look at the positive side. We still got a great team and a lot to root for.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, man.
Yeah, I'm blown away by this. I really am. All right, let's get to some more phone calls right here on Listen Up. We move along, and we say hello to Thomas. Hey, Thomas, how are you today?
Grant, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Thomas.
Yeah, I took my thunder out there. I was just listening to TNT, and Barkley just kind of stopped with his head down and just said, I'm shocked. So he's kind of doing that. But, you know, what I was thinking too, Grant, I mean, Fox has been on one of the worst teams in the NBA the last 5-6 years. No coverage anywhere, you know.
Yep.
So that's what happens. You know what I mean? Then you have guys that are injured or, you know, aren't doing anything and get put on there. So you're right. I think you're right that he will be, if there's an injury or someone will say, I can't go, he'll be the first one to go. But, you know, this good motivation for Darren, you know, because he didn't play good last year and the year before, but this year he did. Yep. But that's just the way this game played, you know, right?
Amen. You're spot on with everything you're saying. You make a very good point about the Kings not getting any national exposure, and that hurts in the fan voting, which, you know, none of these guys received, you know, the type of votes that they should have. I'm talking about Sabonis and Fox. And you're right. A lot of that factors into it. You make a very good point. And I don't disagree with anything you said. You're spot on.
Yeah, and I think Darren will take this and it won't bother him, but I think he might come out of the gate in the next 4 or 5 games and go, well, okay, I'm going to show all you guys, you know.
Yep. I think you're right.
Motivation. Yep. And then can I change it up a little bit about tennis?
Yep.
Novak went in the Australian Open. What an amazing thing, being kicked out of the country for last year for not being vaccinated. Yep. And to go under that pressure and for him to play at that high level. As you know, I'm a physician and I, you know, we know what's going on in this crazy world with this this whole scene. Just someone to be under that pressure and go all the way into that, play that through that. That guy's got some big gonads. And he made a statement. He said, it's my body, my choice. And for him, you know, sponsors and everything, and we don't know behind the scenes, but what a remarkable player.
I agree. You know, think about it. He couldn't even go play in New York at the U.S. Open. He wasn't allowed into the country because he couldn't go into the United States if you weren't vaccinated, which is absurd. So you're telling me that Novak can't get on a private jet, go stay at a private residence and play in a sporting event outdoors where nobody's around him because he's not vaccinated? I mean, it's asinine. It's stupid. It defies logic. And I'm with you. I think that was a hell of an accomplishment for what he was dealing with to go win the Australian Open. I'm with you. I think you're spot on.
Yeah, you could see him afterwards. You know, he went up to his box, his family box there, and and just you could see the emotions just tearing him apart. But it's role models like that that stand up and speak their truth, you know. And it was just really great. And I hope, you know, hope he becomes one of the best tennis players ever. He's getting close. And
I think even if he never played another match, he'd be considered one of the greatest of all time. Even if he never played another match, Novak Djokovic would be considered one of the greatest tennis players of all time. He would be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's all good. But anyway, so that's my 2 cents. And hopefully we get some good news about the world of, all-star games, and the Kings keep doing well. So
thank you, Thomas.
All right. Appreciate it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yep. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, let's get to Connor right here on Listen App. Hey, Connor.
Hey, Grant. How's it going?
Good, Connor. What's up, buddy?
I mean, just watching that All-Star coverage show, I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, Jaren Jackson Jr., I mean, he's an All-Star, but Aaron Gordon, who's putting up the same exact numbers as him and on a better team, isn't in. And then, I mean, what does De'Aaron Fox have to do to get in? I mean, he played, he had put up the numbers the past few seasons to get in. The team wasn't good. Now the team is one of the top teams in the West, and he's putting up those same numbers, if not better, and it's not enough to get in. I mean, I really feel for the guy. I mean, what does he have to do at this point?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I think it's a travesty. I really do. I thought, you know, again, with the Kings record, with how well Fox has played for most of the season, particularly in the fourth quarter, that he would get in. And I don't get it. I know you only have 12 spots on the team, but I don't get it. I really don't.
Yeah, and then, I mean, Paul George was hurt for a lot of the season. I don't know if he's considered a guard in the NBA or if he's a forward, but, I mean, De'Aaron Fox should definitely be in over him. And then the Damian Lillard argument, I mean, he's putting up great numbers and stuff, but, I mean, he's not on a very good team either. So, I mean,
nope,
just tough. I mean, it was good to see some guys like Drew Holiday and Markkanen and Haliburton to get in because there are some guys that are going under the radar a little bit, but it sucks that Fox can't join them.
Yeah, I still think he's going to be on the team because somebody eventually will get hurt and that will get him on the team. But I'm not rooting for anybody to get hurt, but I predict that will happen. It's just hard to believe. It really is hard to believe.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think it comes down to, like Thomas said, I mean, the team not getting a lot of coverage and not a lot of people knowing. But, I mean, we're not talking about, like, the media and stuff voting. I mean, these are coaches and stuff that are voting for them. I mean, I don't know how they can let this happen. But, like Thomas said, hopefully he can use it as motivation and kind of prove people wrong in the next couple games.
I'm with you 100%, man. Unbelievable. He's not playing tomorrow. He's been ruled out for personal reasons, which is unfortunate because you won't see him and Haliburton if Haliburton plays tomorrow. He's starting tonight and playing. But, man, oh, man. Yeah, I would think De'Aaron Fox is going to have a big-time chip on his shoulder. I really do. I think he's going to have a big-time chip on his shoulder. I really do.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it's just a shame he's not on the team. That's all I got today.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is a shame. It's a travesty. It really is. All right, let's get to more phone calls right here on Listen Up, and we say hello to Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Grant. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thank you.
I just have a couple of things, Grant. You know what? I mean, you know, with the lack of respect that the Sacramento Kings get, Grant, I know they've been bad for many years, Grant, and they're finally starting to come around. I remember what you said before the season started. The Kings will go as far De'Aaron Fox will take this team. And right. I mean, he's been playing very well. And, you know, I'm just frustrated with the lack of respect. And it's like, this guy's, you know.
Jerry, I lost you, buddy. You cut out on me. Let's see if we can get you in a better area and we'll get you on. All right, let's get to some more phone calls right here. And why don't we talk to Waggis? Hello, Waggis. Thanks for calling the show.
Grant, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. What's up?
First of all, last night, during the post game, even though we only had Spurs, still getting about 150 to 200 people tuning in compared to the Lakers, which is like 250 to 300. So I guess what I'm saying is it's even growing on, on teams that are not that good, right? So the post game show.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm getting, you know, a hell of a lot more than that on all my other platforms. So I'm very happy with the numbers. Yeah, I mean, your YouTube is only one number. Most of my viewers are on Periscope, on Twitter. You know, like for instance, my highest number so far has been 30,600, and that was the Kings Lakers the first time. And then the Kings Lakers the second time did 24,000. So, you know, even the game the other night against, I want to say the game before San Antonio, I can't even remember who it was off the top of my head. We did over 10,000 on that game. So I'm very happy with the numbers.
And you know, like, did you know your numbers, I guess, when you were doing 1140? Are these numbers comparable or okay?
I don't know because the number, the ratings in radio are like 2.2, 3.3. I've never understood how the hell all that works. So I don't know. I was on a 50,000 watt radio station that was broadcast to a wide area. I know I had a hell of a lot of people listening to me, but the numbers I'm getting right now on my platforms, I'm extremely happy. I mean, last year I had over 2 million downloads for my work last year. Over 2 million. Wow. I had 2.2. I think it was 2.2. I know it was 2 million. I think it was 2.2 million downloads last year for 2022. So I'm ecstatic with that.
So forgive me for asking this, but would you say you're more popular after what happened?
I don't really know how to define popular, so I don't really know how to define that.
In the public eye, right?
I don't know. I can't. I'm not in a position to answer that. I have no idea. I really don't. Quite frankly, you know, I've never really thought about this. I would say no, I'm not, because you know, doing the NBA and having I'm not bragging, but you know, the NBA used my, if you don't like that, on their promos league-wide a lot. I mean, they used, you know, I'll never forget watching The Last Dance, and all of a sudden a promo comes on and it ends with my, if you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball. You know, that was, you know, a big deal for me. And the NBA used to use my voice on a lot of their promos, I mean, quite often. So, I mean, I don't have that anymore. I don't know. I've never really quite thought about it until you brought it up, but I would say no. I would say no, but you know, who knows?
Well, yeah, but you know, I really like the whole, you know, the interaction that, you know, because before, you know, people can't really interact with you when you're doing Kings game shows, right? But this way they can.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
As far as getting to the Kings, obviously disappointed, but you know, me as a fan, I really want to, you know, see De'Aaron Fox finish this season off strong, take us to the playoffs, and possibly, you know, would you say a first round playoff win, is that the goal, or would you say just getting in is a goal this year?
Well, no, not with 32 games left. I think the goals have changed. I think that getting in was the first goal, but with 32 games left to be the number three seed in the West, that I think you need to be looking at, you know, winning a first round matchup. Now, I'm not saying the season would not be successful if they lost in the first round, because it would be successful. But I think that you get greedy now. You start going, wait a minute. Wow, we're third in the West. We're not only going to make the playoffs, but we're going to win a playoff round, or, you know, win two rounds. Or, you know, I think that's got to be the thinking.
Okay. And then lastly, I kind of had a travel question, if you don't mind. So, you know, last night I was looking into this. So, you know, people get TSA pre a lot, but is it true that if you get global entry, TSA pre is included?
Yes, it is.
Oh, so it's more worth it to get the other.
Yeah, if you get global entry, it comes with TSA pre and you fill out a different form. And I've got both. And I'll tell you, TSA pre is, to me, the best thing I've ever done in terms of traveling. I can't even, it saved me hours and hours and hours of waiting on various lines. You know, it's been great. And, you know, TSA pre even is good when you fly internationally when you're leaving the United States. So, you know, if you're flying internationally and you have TSA pre, it doesn't help you when you get to the other country and you leave, but it helps you leave in America. So, and global entry is great too. I mean, if you come in to an international airport with a whole bunch of other international flights that are arriving, global entry can save you an enormous amount of time.
Okay. And where would you rank Clear in this whole thing?
I don't know. I've never used Clear. I hear it's very good, but I haven't used it. I'm not familiar with it, and I'm not comfortable talking about something I haven't used.
Okay. All right. Well, Grant, thanks for taking my call, and see you.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. I mean, you know, for folks that do travel, if you travel out of the country, I mean, global entry is great. It's great. It is just freaking great. All right. If you want to get in on the program, hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and we will do it. Again, I don't understand De'Aaron Fox not being on the All-Star team. I thought a week or two ago it was 50-50, and I thought with how well the Kings had played, how well he's played in analyzing the entire season, I'm like, yep, he's going to make it. And for him not to make it, I don't understand it. I still think he'll be added. I think there will be an injury. I think he will get on and just absolutely brutal that he's not an All-Star. All right. Don't forget to join me tomorrow. We'll wrap up the week here. Sean Salisbury at 3 o'clock over on YouTube. Ryan and I at halftime of the Kings Pacers. And then after the game as well. You have a fabulous rest of your day. Thank you. So long, everybody.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.